This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here of the live Saturday episode. We do these things every single night of the week. If you've missed a moment, you can just go to freetalklive.com and you can download at your leisure. You can also subscribe to our podcast and then just receive the episodes automatically. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com to find multiple RSS feed and podcast options for your favorite podcast client over at feeds.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
We're going to get... Hopefully we'll get into the story that you brought in, Peopleless Mountaineer, about the there's a court apparently that has put a stay on the Biden vaccine mandate applying to companies with over 100.
Are they going to put a rollover and a play dead on it too?
Employees, we'll get into it coming up here. Will it make any difference in the long run? That's one of the things I want to talk about with that. But let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts. We have the ghost of John McAfee calling in from Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Go ahead.
I wish he'd have called on Halloween.
Hello.
Yeah, glad to have you now. Go ahead there, ghost.
Hey, did any of you guys happen to hear this conference? It was Fauci and two other authoritarians. This was aired on C-SPAN in late 2019, and they were at the Milken Institute. And I believe it was called The Future of Vaccines, is what it said on the TV screen.
Now, what was the context? I mean, what happened?
I mean, I heard this, like, a few weeks ago, and my mind was blown. Like, I already thought that they planned all this, but they are openly saying on that program, I'll just give you a few of the quotes. They were like, well, why don't we just blow the system up? How are we going to get people to take mRNA vaccines? And Fauci's sitting there like, yeah, you know, it usually takes like 10 whole years. So if we did everything perfectly, it would take like 10 years. And then the other guy's like, well, we need some kind of event or something that will bypass the regular bureaucratic procedures, you know, safety standards.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like openly saying all this. And I'm wow. Like, oh, my God, this was right. This was at the end of 2019, right before, you know, 2020. And I could not believe all that, but, I mean, they're...
Believe it.
People are
I'm
so
not surprised.
Old.
Yeah. Believe it. That actually crossed my feed, but I did not watch the video because at first I had your reaction. I'm like, I can't believe this. And then I'm like, well, of course I can.
A lot of times they just put it right out in your face.
Yeah.
You know?
It sounds like a perfect parallel to the Carnegie Foundation's notes. So they got together and they're like, okay, we want to do this, this, and this, basically to turn America into something that is basically communist and can interface easily and effectively with other communist nations. And they're like, okay, well, how do we do a major change? It looks like the only effective way to do that is war. And big bang boom, World War One happens. So they get back together and they say, okay, looks like we've made all the changes that we needed to make. How do we keep these in place? And they say, okay, well, it looks like the best way of doing that is through education. And suddenly they change the entire educational system.
Well, and didn't the same thing happen with money with the war, too? They were like, well, we can't afford all these wars if our money is backed by gold.
Right.
And so we need to...
Fiat currency.
Yes, we need to eliminate the backing in order for us to be able to borrow so we can fund our wars. That way the people won't freak out when they see the bill.
I don't know where those particular notes are, but it certainly doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret. Yeah. The creature of Jekyll Island, I think, goes into a lot of this stuff. Go ahead, Ghost.
Yeah, I tried to bring that up to some other talk show hosts, and they were like, no, that the U.S. government would never do something like that. I'm just like, you don't know the U.S. government.
Then. Yeah,
That could never happen.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing that you could be in the year 2021 and still believe that, oh, no, the U.S. government actually has your best interests at heart. Ridiculous.
Right.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. That's the ghost of John McAfee.
People keep seeing this sort of like shaming people who say this. People will say on social media or wherever, they'll say, well, I went online and I did my own research. And, like, people are getting shamed for that. And I'm like, why would you ever shame anybody for taking initiative to go to the largest library that has ever existed in all of mankind to find information about a topic that you are interested
no,
in?
No, Captain.
This guy's learning on his own. Get him!
You must believe the experts. We have selected them. They know what they're doing. They've gone to school.
I'll be the judge of my own experts, thank you.
Yeah. Who are these people, anyway? Let's go to Jerome. He's on the line in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, there's a couple of people on this show need to be committed to an asylum. Okay?
Really?
The one that said that Fauci is like a mass murderer and a few other crazy comments. Yeah, you sound like Republicans. When you say you got libertarians up there getting elected as Republicans, yeah, because that's what they are. Crazy Republicans.
No, that's not true. We've actually had some get elected as Democrats, but not as many because it all depends on what district you're in.
Democrats like Manchin, like a traitor like Manchin.
Jerome, are you a dog lover? Huh? Because I don't know if you heard about the story about what Fauci's and his goons
did to dogs. I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
You don't believe it? How much documentation do you want, man?
Hey. Who'd you get that from, Rand Paul? Rand Paul's a fool.
Just to be clear, let's talk about what we're referring to in case some of our listeners don't know. What are you referring to with the dogs, Captain?
There were experiments done where dogs, supposedly, allegedly, had their vocal cords cut, and they were, well, their faces were eaten by
And who'd you hear that from?
Some sort of critic.
Who did you hear it from?
Oh, it was covered right here on Free Talk Live, by the way.
U.S. senators actually brought it up in a hearing.
Yeah, and who's the senator's name? What's the senator's name?
There were several of them, actually.
And people like that that stormed on the Capitol and talk about you going to die tonight. You think I'm going to listen to fools like Rand Paul?
Stormed
who got
the
his
Capitol.
Ass kicked? Rand Paul, who got his ass kicked? And by the way, he didn't get his ass kicked good enough because he's still a fool.
Wait, are you vaccinated, Jerome?
How about the people for the ethical treatment of animals?
I'm vaccinated.
Jerome.
You're damn right because I'm smarter than that.
Jerome, how about the people for the ethical treatment of animals? Do you believe them?
Yeah, I believe them. I mean, they're...
Well, guess what? They had the same exact questions. PETA stated that Fauci and his organization... This is from WTRF.com. PETA stated that Fauci... Will you listen? Will you listen? Are you going to listen?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay, you can't talk if you're listening, right? By definition, if words are coming out of your mouth, you are not listening. So let me give it to you. Just here's what PETA had to say. They stated that Fauci and his organization's explanation of making a mistake is not enough and that this is not the first time the National Institutes of Health conducted horrific animal experiments. PETA's demanding that Fauci release the original grant document, which was $1.68 million to put inhumane experiments on beagle puppies, where they conducted them under the supervision of Dr. Fauci, involved severing the puppies' vocal cords so they were unable to bark in pain while they were being eaten alive.
I don't believe it.
While they were being eaten alive by sand flies.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
You're like a little child that puts...
It's like what he said. He's guilty of
mass murder. I'm putting you on hold, bro.
He's got his fingers in his ears.
That's exactly what Jerome is doing. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Yeah. You don't want to hear what... Okay, sure, they were Republican senators, but how often does PETA work with the Republicans? Those are two organizations, two groups that generally they're like oil and water, right? Like they don't usually team up on anything, but they teamed up on this one because, you know, politics makes for strange bedfellows, as they say.
It's hard. I mean, I'm a dog, lifelong dog lover and so like. And, you know, people have pointed out, they're like, oh, it took puppies for people to realize Fauci was evil. Well, okay, whatever it takes, man. Like, you know, yeah, people should be, you know, sort of, you know, have
It'd be nice if they cared about
life,
human life enough to go, oh, wow, you're a monster.
Well, here's here's what you can do is you can say, all right, well, if Fauci is willing to torture dogs to death by having them eaten alive by sand fleas and cutting their vocal cords so they wouldn't bark about it, then what's he willing to do to humans? If he's willing to do that to puppies,
yes.
What's he willing to do to human beings? and then you will start to scratch the surface of the potential horrors this man has gotten people involved in. The number here is 603-283-6160. I did tell Jerome I was putting him on hold. If he wants to come back, we'll bring him back, give him a chance to comment here. Maybe he actually listened instead of screaming into his hole.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The phones here, they're open. Actually, only one line's open. Busy night on the phones tonight, but we will get you on. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Pecos Mountaineer, you were just asking off the air, what was that non-know-your-customer, no KYC, as they call it, exchange that we've been talking about recently? It's X Markets, exmarkets.com. Now, they're not actually a sponsor, I want to make clear. But we're talking about them in relation to Intercoin, which is a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and it's now, for the very first time ever, available on an exchange. It used to be available only to what they call accredited investors. This was like last year when we were first talking about them, which was a bummer because, you know, it's only super rich people that could, right, could get into it, and this is because stupid government rules make it so they couldn't offer it to just anybody. But after a certain period of time has gone by, then they can open it up a little bit, and so now it's opened up. Now anybody who goes to exmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, you register with just an email address, so you keep your privacy intact. And you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether on the exchange, and then trade the Tether for ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. And you
nice.
Can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, and, of course, buy and sell ITR over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. I did say I was going to give Jerome a chance to respond to the fact that PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, and several senators teamed up to demand answers from Fauci. Doesn't matter.
No,
he was killing dogs, killing puppies,
by the way,
for quote-unquote science. But by the way, he did it in Africa. Go ahead.
Let me say, the same people are going after Fauci with all these crazy stories. Those are the same people that voted for a guy who said, I can shoot people and I wouldn't lose any voters.
So PETA voted for Trump?
Who's the human being then? Who's the inhumane one?
I just want to know how Trump got PETA to vote for
him. About shooting people. Who's the inhumane one?
He'll never answer your question because he hasn't actually heard you ask it.
Although Pecos Mountaineer did want to give Jerome an answer to his question about how is Fauci a mass murderer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, between his endorsement of masks and all of their very severe medical issues, his endorsement of the vaccines and all of the people that those have killed, let's see. Oh, and the fact that he personally funded the research in the Wuhan lab that at least contributed to, if not directly created, the COVID-19 virus in the first place. I mean,
which was during the Trump administration.
Yeah, during the Trump administration.
Is Trump a mass murderer?
For starters.
Is Trump a mass murderer?
Yes, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Every president I've ever,
had
the...
I can't believe you answered that.
Absolutely.
Jerome, you said yes.
Have you ever listened to a word coming out of our mouths? We are critical of every single person in Washington, D.C. Anyone in the halls of power is pretty much evil, and certainly the presidents are. Donald Trump dropped bombs on innocent people in the Middle East, and so did his predecessors.
I know he did.
Yeah.
I know he did.
So did Obama.
He also said, I can shoot people, and people, I wouldn't lose any voters. So who's the inhumane one? Fauci or Trump?
Both of them.
That is a false choice.
Yeah. You understand Fauci was employed during Trump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't agree with anything. As a matter of fact, he said, this virus or the Democrats.
If he didn't agree with him, he could have fired him. But he didn't.
He said,
they're both on the same team, Jerome.
To run me out of office.
Sorry, bro. There's way more than just partisan politics here. They're on the same exact team.
Two wings, same bird.
Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We have Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I called in, guys. I've been a listener on and off since 2005, maybe 2004.
Thanks, Adam.
And, because of your insights over the years, I was able to call out this stuff, from the beginning with these, first with the lockdowns, now with the mandates. And I just, I long for the days where the Second Amendment was our most important issue of the day. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Well, I'd have to say that we lost that a very long time ago. I mean, the Second Amendment protects arms. Now, it has been a very long time since you were able to have whatever the most modern military equipment was.
That is true.
Well, that said, I mean, New Hampshire is still relatively free compared to the rest of the states as far as gun rights are concerned. In fact, it might be the most free at the moment.
And well-armed.
And is a highly well-armed state. There's
and
no
it's
doubt.
Also worth pointing out that the entire landscape of the argument of the Second Amendment has fundamentally changed with 3D printed guns.
Mm, oh, yeah. For the better.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Adam. Anything else you want to share? What were we calling about?
I was mainly calling about to just express my opposition to these mandates. I mean, I thought that they were already bad, a month ago when it was for federal workers and federal contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, we all saw it coming. If you know anything about libertarianism, you know, you give these people, the government, an inch, they'll take a mile or 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... The lucky thing is I've never seen so many people politically active in my life because of all this stuff. And, I just want to, again, thank you guys for caring. Thank you all for, being a part of what the founding fathers meant this country to be. And the Free State Project, I believe that's still going on, right?
Oh, it's going on better than ever. We're seeing record numbers of people coming to not just visit, but also move here in the last year or two. Really started to kick up in 2020 as the COVID crackdowns around the country started going into high gear. And now a lot of the people who came to visit in 2020 are making the move in 2021. We're seeing record numbers coming here. It is, of course, the best place to be if you love liberty. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be around other people like you?
Very true. Well, in the meantime, before I can move to New Hampshire or somewhere else that's free, in Maryland, we finally held a rally outside the FDA headquarters,
mm-hmm.
the main headquarters in Silver Spring yesterday. And we're going to have an even bigger one next Saturday. But, like you guys said, it's like, unless you're surrounded by other people that like freedom, all the voices in the world, and I saw over 100,000 people submitted comments to the FDA for these that opposed the vaccine approval. And the vast, vast majority of them were in opposition.
But they voted unanimously for it anyway. They voted unanimously to approve it for 11-year-olds, I think, now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new thing. Oh, it's frustrating, Adam. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160.
It is going to get worse before it gets better. It's just beginning to spill over into, the normies' lives.
Yeah. Well, New Hampshire isn't free. I mean, he suggested that it was. And it may seem that way in comparison to some places, but we still have our work cut out for us here. It's just we actually have a chance to win. We are winning in a lot of ways. A lot of the progressives, a lot of the statists are pissed about the fact that there are dozens of free staters who are in the state house right now here in New Hampshire, and have been. Many of them have been there for multiple terms, by the way. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
Breaking news, a federal appeals court has halted President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the order. Texas officials are among petitioners who sued the Biden administration mandate in court Friday, appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The court gave the U.S. government until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the stay. President Biden announced on Saturday that families of illegal aliens who were separated at the border deserve monetary compensation.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
This is USA Radio News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said Thursday on Fox News that President Joe Biden doesn't have the authority to force people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their job, and he doesn't have the authority to compel weekly testing for COVID.
It is unconstitutional for him to come in and put these mandates in place. So whether it's mandating for a vaccine or for testing, this isn't his role. That specifically was left to the states and to people in protecting their personal freedoms and making sure that they have the opportunity to make the best decisions.
Republican governors are suing the Biden administration over the OSHA-issued emergency temporary standard Thursday, compelling private sector companies to mandate vaccines. Texans hit the polls earlier in the week to pass all 8 proposed amendments to the state constitution, including one that curtails the ability of government to restrict religious services, also during emergencies like pandemics, according to state authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Open phones. As always, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitbox, one of the newest hardware wallets on the scene. Of course, it's generally a bad idea to keep a large amount of cryptocurrency on your phone because, you know, bad things can happen to phones. It could get stolen, for instance. Now, of course, if you get your backup words, then if the phone breaks, you can usually come back from that one. But a stolen phone is going to be pretty tricky. You know, obviously, you should have security and things like that, but you don't want to put your Bitcoin and your other cryptocurrencies at risk. So you might want to look into a hardware wallet like the Bitbox. Now, one of the things they're doing differently with Bitbox is it is completely open source. And so it doesn't have some of the problems that other hardware wallets have. And we're going to be giving away 3 of the latest versions of the Bitbox very soon here on Free Talk Live. So stay tuned for details on how to enter those giveaway contests. But if you don't want to wait for those or take your chances, just go ahead and get your own over at box.freetalklive.com. That'll forward you right to the Bitbox website. And, of course, we get some, you know, credit for the fact that we sent you there, box.freetalklive.com. And when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at checkout, you will save 5% on your Bitbox. So head over to box.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and your thoughts. First up, we have Padraig. He's on the line in New Mexico, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Padraig.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm running for governor of the state of New Mexico. Probably is a write-in, but I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'd like your support. I'd like the people in New Mexico's support. I lean more towards libertarian, but I didn't see much that Governor Johnson did for the state of New Mexico. I ran against Steve Pierce down in Roswell, New Mexico, when he first ran as representative. And I think I can do a better job. I think that the governor's only elected for 4 years or a 2 year term, 8 years, if they're lucky.
But so hold on. Why wouldn't you, if you feel like you're mostly libertarian, why not try for the Libertarian Party's nomination?
Well, that's what I'm calling you about.
What do you mean?
Because I need your help. I need the people of the state of New Mexico's help. I can't do this alone. I'm just a farmer. I know how to farm and do remodeling. That's what I do for a living. So any suggestions that you come up with, I'm all
Well, in. I'll tell you what. I mean, generally, the political process is brutal. It's inefficient. It's expensive. I don't know all the details about how bad it is down in New Mexico. I mean, we certainly have had a regular caller call in from there, David from Albuquerque, who's told us about some of the rampant corruption. New Mexico is sort of known as one of the most corrupt states. So don't be surprised if you're targeted for some sort of retaliation by the people in the halls of power if you're a threat. But a write-in candidate by default is generally not a threat whatsoever, because almost never do write-in candidates actually achieve the level of votes necessary, write-in votes. It's necessary to actually qualify for a ballot. So you're pretty much going to be done before you even start. The media is going to ignore you completely. You will have absolutely no coverage and therefore no way to actually get the word out about your campaign and actually attempt to get people to write you in. So it's pretty much going to be a failure, is my prediction. I mean, I'd love to be proven wrong about that, but that's the way these systems are designed. They're designed to keep all but the politically connected class out from playing. Now, if you were to, let's say, get friendly with the Libertarian Party there in New Mexico, I presume there is one, that they're looking for a candidate, then you probably would, you know, be up against their other candidates. Maybe there's, you know, going to be another couple folks that are looking to get their nomination. You would have to secure that nomination from them. And then, in that case, you would at least have some level of activists supporting your campaign. Then maybe you would have a chance of getting on the ballot. I don't know what kind of signature requirements or filing fees or whatever it is that they have there, but I can tell you this. In almost every state in the United States, the Republicans and Democrats have written the rules to stop you from playing. They have written the rules to keep third parties out, and write-in candidates aren't even they don't even have a chance in hell. I would say your best bet would be to go with a third party like a libertarian. But then again, if you're not truly libertarian, you may be defeated by somebody who is more aligned with the philosophy of freedom. But it may still be the best bet for you, because you're pretty much done right when you start with a write-in campaign.
Well, I understand that. I was just a registered libertarian in Colorado, and I ran for county commissioner up there. I was on the school board up there, and I've seen things going wrong sideways for the last 4 decades. You know, it was just a handwriting on the wall, I mean, every time you turn around. So,
well, Pedrick, I wish you the best. Let us know how things are going for you, and thanks for the call.
Like, I totally believe that Pedrick could do a better job. That's, like, not even a question in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If he were elected.
If he's not corrupted by power, which does happen to people.
Right. But it's everything else that you alluded to that's preventing people with noble intentions from actually getting in and doing these noble things that they intend to do.
Yeah.
Well, and since you're probably going to waste your time with that, you may as well just try and become the Republican nominee, because it doesn't look like they get elected either for governor of New Mexico.
Yeah, it's a heavily blue state. So pretty tough to win that one. The number here is 603-283-6160. I think I saw a press release from the National Libertarian Party bragging about they got more libertarians elected in, I guess, 2021 than any other year in the party's roughly 50-year history. But it's all a bunch of, like, dog catchers and, you know, water and soil boards. I think they listed a few different of the offices that they won, and the only ones they listed that were, like, the big offices were, like, a couple of town councils somewhere.
Right.
Because
more nearly powerless positions than ever, guys.
Right.
Like, that's the big problem with, we'll call it the uppercase L libertarians, is that, you know, they're stuck in the party mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, it's been 50 years, guys.
It's not working.
No. Like, unless you focus all of your efforts on something like, oh, I don't know, one state,
mm-hmm.
you know, like old New Hampshire, for example, right? To get right. all of your libertarian folks to come out here and, you know, infiltrate and otherwise take over and, you know, make it sort of our own. You know, I feel like it's too decentralized and too fractured and too stuck in the party mindset to be effective.
What's the definition of insanity? One of them, at least.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah. And
yeah, that would be Einstein's definition for insanity.
And the reality is, for libertarians, you guys have been doing the same crap for decades, and you still can't pull more than 2% in your typical three-way election. So it's not growing, okay? It's not like, oh, we're right on the cusp of a win.
Yeah.
No, you're nowhere near it.
And this is why I very much appreciate the new stance that the Mises Caucus and Dave Smith in particular are taking it, where, like, no, this is here for messaging. We want to get this message out so people are... Because people are like, no, people know what a libertarian is and they're familiar with the ideas. No, they're not. They have no idea what a libertarian is. They have no idea what these ideas are.
And people
are.
Like Gary Johnson didn't help.
They've been exposed to, like, logic and freedom and non-aggression and property rights. They've just never really been exposed to these ideas. So using it as a soapbox, as a pulpit, as, you know, an amplifier, as a stage, that I think is just a way better use of resources, especially when it comes to the national level, because, like, even on a state level, like, you have no real chance of getting someone elected.
Yeah.
Unless you're in New Hampshire, in which case you should run as a Republican or Democrat, and right. then you'll actually win.
A focused party working on getting principled candidates would have some creativity behind them. They'd have some really unique publicity stunts.
They'd also have the ability to choose. Because one of the problems you have in most states with libertarians is you've got the same 30 or 50 people across the whole state, or, you know, 100 if it's a big populous state or something. This is it. And so you're pulling your candidates from this tiny little, you know, choice, you know, amount of people.
Small
and
pool.
There's only so many of those 100 people that actually want to run for governor. So you might only have, like, two of them or one of them. And it's, like, the same guy, and he sucks. He's, like, some crazy autistic guy who can't speak or whatever. But he's willing to run. So he's all you got. And you put him on the ballot. Whereas here in New Hampshire, there's thousands of liberty-minded people who've come here. And the ones that want to run are way better spoken. You know why? Because they're self-selected. They're the best activists out there. They've come here because they know the best of the best are in New Hampshire. And that means we have choice. Here. We're coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Busy night on the phones. That's the way I like it here on the radio.
Your call is important to us.
Please
continue to hold.
Oh, and I didn't mention earlier, we do have several lines in which you can call in. 603-283-6160 will allow you to do that. But we also have SIP. What is that? That's like an internet telephony thing. And
it's the opposite of chug.
And you can call with that and sound way better than the typical phone call. The way you do it is you go to learn how to do it. There's some steps you got to jump through, some hoops. But it's free to do it. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a forum thread where I outline exactly the steps you need to go through. If you want to sound, you know, like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us, very rarely is that line used, but I do like keeping it around for those that take the time to bother. So check that out. sip.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and more of your thoughts here. Let's go first to Larry. He's calling us from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Did we lose you? Larry? Larry? Oh, man, what a bummer. I had not heard from Larry in, I don't know, more than a year. Long time caller. He used to call us all the time from Indy. Larry, are you there? Going once. Going twice.
Larry!
That's a bummer. Hopefully he'll call back. 603-283-6160. Let's go instead to Roland, listening to us on KXLY in Spokane, Washington. Roland, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on here.
Thanks, dude. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about mandates.
Sure.
It seems to me that they've got everything backwards. When they get elected to office, whoever they might be, they are mandated by us to do the will of the Constitution and those who elected them.
Yeah, but they don't think so.
They don't think so. That's the problem. You're right. Yeah. What mandates should be is exactly the opposite of what they're doing. We mandate them to uphold that Constitution. Now, the Constitution does indeed have some mandates, very few. In other words, provide for the common defense, balance the budget. But kind of providing for the common defense, balancing the budget, I don't know.
Roland, how do you enforce those mandates?
See, that's the thing. We always, at least I always thought there were checks and balances in which such things as we see now couldn't happen.
Well, they tell you that, but
I think that you and I have both seen enough evidence to believe the opposite of that.
Yes, you're correct, unfortunately.
Turns out all three branches believe the government should get bigger and more intrusive and more powerful.
Well, and I mean, you say they have these things they're supposed to be doing, but last I checked, they literally do the exact opposite of every single one of them. Like, balance the budget? Are you kidding me?
they're going to raise the debt ceiling again in less than a month.
I mean, keep us safe? They literally invented the Taliban. I mean...
Yep. There's more prisoners in the United States than there ever were in the Soviet gulags.
More than in China, I believe.
In fact, there's more incarcerated people in the United States of America, per capita even, than any other place on the planet.
Yeah, strange way to secure our liberty.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not trying to bum you out here, Roland, but that's just the reality.
No, I got you, but I think there are a lot of people out there that are going to start wondering, hey, wait a minute. There have to be checks and balances somewhere.
Here's the best check and balance. Here's the best check and balance. To say goodbye and call this a day. To say, you know what, this experiment has failed. And there's no benefit to having a federal government. Like, think about it. What could possibly be the benefit of having this humongous bureaucracy shoving rules, regulations, taxation down your throat? What do you get out of it?
Well, I think if it went back to the constitutional intent...
It's not going
then
to.
It would go, well, even if it could, if it hypothetically could, then we'd just be back here. I mean, we started there, and it led to this.
Either the Constitution, as Lysander Spooner put it, it empowered them to do this, or it was powerless to prevent them from doing it.
Well, that remains for we the people to decide.
Well, here's what you ought to decide, is to say, you know what, state of Washington, we're out of here. We're going to call it a day. We're seceding from the United States. That's what we're working on here in New Hampshire, Texas, California.
Well, in Washington, that'd be a cold day in hell in Washington, I think, because of most of the voters here.
Well, you'd be surprised. There was actually a study done, I think it was this year, if not last year, that looked at voters all across the United States. And there's a significant portion of the left coast, if you will. Even the progressives out there, a lot of them support independence for their states.
Well, they did just vote somebody in from another party that wasn't an independent, but for the first time in 20 or 30 years, which was interesting, during this last election cycle. You probably heard about it.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
A Republican was voted in on the west coast of Washington here.
Oh, wow.
No.
It will change nothing. It will change absolutely nothing.
That's true.
But it does show a little discontent, doesn't it?
Maybe.
No. I'm with him on that. I mean, it doesn't cause an actual meaningful change, but it does express a different, different perspective, and that the people of that region have different priorities than they used to.
Roland, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. You can't. Maybe tomorrow night. You can call tomorrow night. We're here every single night. So if you don't ever get enough, you feel like, oh, man, I didn't have enough time to express myself, call tomorrow. There's always a tomorrow on Free Talk Live. We continue here. We've got Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WTMA in Charleston.
Yes, hi. This is Robert. And I just wanted to say, I listened to that discussion between Dr. Fauci and Senator Rand Paul, and my background is that of a translator and interpreter overseas. I came back here 16 years ago, but I just wanted to say that listening carefully to Senator Paul, I noticed that he's very articulate speaker. He knows what vocabulary is probably going to be understood by the people, by the general population, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And he also happens to be a doctor.
Yes, he's very, very good. I mean, and very logical, a brilliant mind. And Dr. Fauci doesn't really compare with that. And Dr. Fauci tries to use obfuscations to try to duck out of situations.
That's because he's a lying politician.
He's a weasel.
It's true.
He even looks like a mouse.
Yes, and he should be careful not to do that, but he doesn't have the ability that Rand Paul has, and that's why he can't do it, because he simply doesn't have it. That's his problem. Do you see that as well?
I don't watch this stuff.
I've been watching it. I found it quite entertaining. But, yeah, it is fun to watch him squirm, honestly, because he is clearly not used to being called on his lies, on his manipulations, on his general tyranny.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You know, I've heard that some of these clips are interesting where Paul's got him on the ropes or whatever, but what difference does it make?
Until he's fired or otherwise, you know, done away with and is stripped of the powers that he supposedly has.
Not going to happen.
Seemingly has. It's not going to change. Things are going to continue down
the
path.
And it wouldn't change anyway.
Going.
Here's the thing. Like, look at New York, for instance, where the governor, Cuomo, got booted. He actually got kicked out of the governor's seat. And now what? There's some bitch with Vaxxed as a necklace who's now in charge doing the same crap. Maybe she's not touching her female employees, but she's doing all the same terrible tyranny stuff going. So, well, Fauci goes out, number two comes in, whoever the hell that is, whatever a-hole that is.
Well, I will say that a tyrant that goes unquestioned moves faster.
Okay.
So if he is being publicly put through the ringer on this, it actually causes people to go, now, wait a second, I think you're on to something here. And
there's
at least slows down the oncoming tyranny.
There's no doubt that, I'm not saying Rand Paul shouldn't do what he's doing. Maybe someone will see that and have their eyes opened up or whatever. That can't hurt. But I'm just saying in the long run, won't make any difference to what the federal government's going to do.
Yeah, the question for the listeners is if, quote, we the people, unquote, are the governments and are the bosses of these people, how do we fire them all?
Be false, by
how
way.
Do we fire them all?
Mm.
How do you we just fire elect them all? A new guy, elect the
no,
other
no,
guy.
No, no, how do we fire them all?
That would be excellent. But I will say, like, if the choice is between they get to put whatever they want to in everyone's body tomorrow, mm-hmm. or they get to put whatever they want in everyone's body 10 years from now, that's an obvious choice. So if this can even slow that down long enough for us to build alternative structures, you know, such as cryptocurrency, such as RSS feeds, such as a lot of the technologies
or
that are
seceding
coming out now,
from the United
or
States,
or to secede from the
that's how you
government.
Fire them. That's the only way you can fire them is to say we're done with this. We don't need you. We don't want you. We don't want your services. We don't want your taxes. We don't want your regulations. We don't want your bombs. We're done. 603-283-6160, and that's what the folks over at NH Exit are working on, and the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. These are two of the groups that are pushing the new constitutional amendment that has yet to actually be numbered, but it's coming. That number is coming, so I can't tell you what the number of it is yet. That's still on the way.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.